This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A few weeks ago, in a daring and unannounced act of superstar confidence, the pop idol and cultural touchstone Beyoncé released her latest song, Formation. And she just did it, suddenly, without a press release or a premiere party, without any of the usual things that accompany such events, like a launch party with gift bags, appearances on morning TV, anything. And without any of the usual promotional props, the song sank like a stone. Actually, no. Despite its quiet release, Formation instantly became an internet and cultural sensation, and within hours, it was a blockbuster. So where can I hear it? I asked a young friend of mine. He looked at me quizzically. Hear it? He asked. You don't hear it, you watch it. And he said that in the tone of voice that expressed the underlying sentiment, which was, can you just die now and get out of the way? Now, of course, there's no way to bring back the splendid frustration of trying to open a brand new CD, the plastic wrapping, the thick adhesive tape label, the metallic band-aid sealing it all shut. Tower Records, remember that, on Sunset? Well, that went bankrupt years ago, a victim of the internet thing that the kids are so into. Downloading this and that with abandon, they've forgotten the old, simpler joys of yesteryear when we all used to slice the tender skin just beneath the thumbnail, trying to open, oh God, Spin Doctors, probably. And maybe that's all to the good. What was required back then to release music into the marketplace was a small army of shop owners, salesmen, display designers, radio disc jockeys, marketing mavens, and landlords. What's required these days is only a spectacular and intriguing video, and a willingness to take a risk, and of course a famous name. And you can let Twitter and Facebook do the rest. They'll create a media buzz for free. You used to have to drive to the record store and do a lot of work just to listen to new music. Now all you have to do is tap your phone once or twice. TV and movies, which always lag behind the music business and creative destruction, still buy up billboards and bus cards, still pay for expensive commercials and expensive press junkets. How long before someone famous just drops a movie without fanfare? It just suddenly exists on YouTube and wherever else. Now, more than 8 million people saw Formation in its first weekend. For the movies, that's, if you're keeping track, a $100 million opening. Now, of course, it's not really. The video is free, so how does anyone make money? My friend handed me his phone and showed me, which still seems like the wrong verb, even though it's the accurate way to put it, Beyoncé's new song, Formation. So where can we buy it? I asked my friend, so I can listen to it anytime. He sighed again. You don't buy it, he said. You get it on your music service. His tone of voice was uncalled for. I know what a music service is. In fact, I have three of them on my phone right now. Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Play. Well, it isn't on any of those, he said. It's on Tidal, which was started by Beyoncé's husband. I get it. The music business may have changed over the years, but it's still guided by the same basic economic rule. If the customer wants to listen, the customer is going to pay. TV and movies will not be far behind, and politics is already there. I can think of a major presidential candidate who exists almost entirely on Twitter, on free platforms, who doesn't buy any commercial time at all. And I guarantee you, we will all eventually pay for that. The customer always pays. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will zip through the screeners. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.